mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all ready. Into hour number two. We've been talking about torture. Governor Ridge, our great leader of Homeland Freedom, is telling us torture is good. The monster who was just convicted of torture, Grainer, has come out and said, well, I was ordered to torture, which is admitted. The documents are public. So we're discussing not just that, but the propaganda surrounding how we're being sold torture. And while Alberto Gonzalez, our new attorney general, says torture is good, and Ridge says torture is good, but then, oh, but we didn't order torture, even though the memos are public and the documents are public, and it was Operation Copper Green, the different training they were being given and being ordered by the CIA to torture people, including small children, in front of their parents. Pretty sick stuff. So I want to get back into this. Plus, U.S. officers want more troops in Iraq, Selective Service being set back up. We're going to talk about the great coronation coming up here in couple days, 2 days. Stanley Hilton's 911 suit dismissed, appeal pending. Was Robert Kennedy killed by a real Manchurian candidate style assassin? That's the London Independent. Another one out of the Boston Globe. Martin Luther King's family still convinced assassination was a conspiracy. Ex-KGB and Stasi chiefs to work under Chertoff. New news on that. Airbus unveils its super jumbo. European leaders hail the lead over the U.S. UK lawyer quits after terror law. Minnesota town hits 54 below zero. You think your town's cold? Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a real quick question. I watched the trailer for your new Rise of the Police State, and I was talking about torture. That guy looked like you had asked him if you'd ever been in a ritual, and he looked like he wanted to rip your head off. Who was that? Was he a security guy?
That was the chief White House advisor to four U.S. presidents, David Gergen. I just said, what about the ritual? And he didn't deny it, did he?
No, he didn't. He. I was shocked. That's going to be a great. Can't wait to get it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you can watch the trailer for Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. On Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's there on the main pages. Or just type Martial Law Alex Jones video trailer into a search engine. And, I'm trying to put everything into this film. You know, because if the globalists kill me, I want to leave something behind. You know, I want my trying to empty the contents of my little brain into something. Because that's what matters is what we do, what we stand up for, and who we help. And I've just got a feeling I need to make this a really good film. And I'm trying hard. It's we'll see. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ross in Ohio. Ross, welcome.
Yes, I have a two-part question. The first is there is an arsenal about 8 miles from where I live, the Ravenna Arsenal. And I just noticed while I was driving by there a couple weeks ago, they're building two new railroads back in through there. And this seems very, you know, reminiscent of something very...
Well, how big is the facility?
Huh?
How big is the facility?
175,000 acres.
Well, they may be wanting to store equipment there, but they got 18-wheelers to do that. And all over the country, they admit FEMA camps have been built, and they take old bases and expand them. But there's enough real, live, admitted prisons. I mean, we've gone from 1.3 million in prison a few years ago to 7 million now. They say there'll soon be 30 million of us in prison. They're criminalizing everything.
Yeah.
So but I look at all the real, live camps that are in plain view.
Yeah, but I've staked out like a place across the street from them back in the woods a little bit. Now I have binoculars, and I'll see, like, army militarized vehicles drive in with, like flatbeds with different parts of that buildings and stuff, and boxes of stuff, which I don't know what are in the boxes yet.
Well, I'm sure you could probably do a search on the city website and find out, or it's probably innocuous.
I've gone up and asked them what was going on, and they refused to give me any information whatsoever.
Yeah. It's Felix Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the last hour, I went over Governor Ridge saying, hey, torture is a good thing if it keeps us safe. At the same time, while they're doing this, all these different Army soldiers and officers that are being convicted of torture or of abuse, and they try to spin it psychologically into a lesser thing, raping people and killing them is not abuse. It's torture. It's sadistic, serial killer, American psycho type activity. And they're trying to, again, sell us that, well, it's to stop Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. But at the same time, we have our leaders, Alberto Gonzalez and Ridge and the rest of them, saying it's a good thing and shouldn't be illegal. And then we have the government's own documents where they ordered these troops to torture these people. Now, the Brigadier General of Camp X-Ray 2 years ago, Rick Baucus, quit and said, I've been ordered to torture people. I'm not doing it. And so that never made the national news. I mean, it was on the news wires. Reuters, AP, and one Rhode Island TV station picked it up. The general wouldn't come on for an interview. He was told to shut up. I was told that. But Rick Baucus refused to go along. They can't even have a trial at Camp X-Ray, because they've had, like, what, five prosecutors and defense lawyers quit saying these aren't real trials. So they can't even have a kangaroo court because good people are in our military and are going, no way. Now, these sicko federal jail guards that they hired and put into the military and commissioned as officers and sent over there, oh, yeah, they've been having lots of practice on fresh meat. And this is how the psychology of torture starts.
well, these are criminals in our prison, so why shouldn't we just torture them or hang them in their jail cells or do biological and chemical testing on them?
Type in secret government program testing in Huntsville, Texas. You'll get Houston Chronicle, you name it. Been covering this for 6-7 years. The local town got sick from it. Jail guards got sick from it. And when you got sick, nobody helped you.
Because you thought, well, these are criminals anyways. Why not test some bioweapons on them?
You see how that works? I mean, that's been going on in our prisons. So now we're all, oh my gosh, they're torturing Iraqis, and it is bad. But then the sickos out there go, well, they're not human. Well, they're subhuman. Well, that's the same thing goes on in our prisons. Well, they're a bunch of murderers in prison, getting fat, lifting weights, and watching cable TV, and they got hot tubs. Make them work harder. Maybe Club Fed, where Martha Stewart is nice, but they don't have jacuzzis or cable TV, unless you're a special federal case. No. The prisons are asbestos-filled, they're the older prisons, with tuberculosis in the walls, chemical, biological testing going on in many of them. You work for 18 to 25 cents an hour. If you want the most basic foods that are edible and not rotten bologna, and you go work, and then people go, good, make them work. Yeah. Can you compete against 7 million people, 5 million of which work in the prison industries? Can you compete against a 5 million person workforce that gets, on average, 20 cents an hour? Oh, you never thought of that, did you? See, you've got to think of things in the multifaceted, multivariate, how they're interconnected, how they operate. That's what you've got to do. I mean, we ought to be scared to death of a government that is openly promoting torture in every form of larcenous evil. And by afraid of it, I mean we should be concerned about it, and when I'm afraid, I fight. I don't engage in flight. I mean, I certainly choose my battles, but I engage in the info war, and I want to be clear on this. A lot of patriots, a lot of whistleblowers have been killed, and they've killed a lot of patriots in the last few years, and I have gotten occasional, and they've started up again, death threats. And I just want to say on record, I'll never commit suicide, ever. Never entered my mind. I love life. I just love the beauty of life. I love the stars. I love the trees. I love my family. I just love decency. I love and I appreciate basic things like a good meal. Life to me is an incredible adventure. Every moment is just filled with amazing thoughts and ideas and just all these memories. And it's sad to know that when I die, all of that, at least on this plane of existence, will be lost forever. There'll be no more interfacing with humanity, no more on this plane of existence. And I'm very frustrated that I don't have the skills to articulate my worldview and the things that I understand and see. And I don't think, I mean, I know I'll be alive as long as God wants me to be alive. I've talked to a lot of soldiers who've been in combat, and they'll tell you that it's like Colonel Craig Roberts says, his old, Baptist grandpa when he was going to Vietnam as a sniper, said, son, you don't worry because there's a lot of them Vietnamese boys are going to be wanting to kill you and a lot of people dying around you, paraphrasing this, but it's whatever God wants. If you're going to die, you're going to die. And, that's just the way it is. And really, that is the way it is. If we love life so much that we always go to the path of weakness, the path of compromise, the path of stagnation, if we love life so much that we cower in fear to bullies and despots and thugs and their secret police, if we love life so much that we're even afraid of what our neighbors think, and then subconsciously, psychologically, this is most of the cowardice, twist our minds and make excuses for it and deny it's going on. Most people just deny it's even going on. But deep down you know it's true. That's why you got that sick feeling right now listening to this. And so people want to hold on. They're so self-centered, so greedy that they are bringing death. And when all of you act like cattle, when all of you act like sheep, when all of you act like gazelles on the African plain, the lions come.
and they devour. The wolves come and they devour. Well, I'm not a sheep, and I'm not a wolf. I'm a sheepdog. And I don't like wolves. And I sardonically am angry at the sheep. I wish they'd become sheepdogs. And you know what? If a pack of wolves corner me one day and rip my guts out, you know, if they line me up and say, you knew you had this coming, if they strap me down and torture me, it doesn't matter. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You look at your children, and you know the world you're giving them and what you're putting them into. And if you won't do everything possible, and if there is even fear in you, and you even have to think about doing something to stop this new world order, something is wrong with you fundamentally. The globalists put cancer viruses and vaccines on purpose. They've been caught 1,000 times. They created the AIDS virus. Nobel laureates, it's public, it's admitted. The patents, the army funding, the naval funding for it, it's all admitted. Congressional testimony. These people took G.I.'s wives and gave them uranium pills when they were pregnant to kill their babies and to track what it would do to them. And if you can't stand up against this pack of psychopaths who take our troops and stand them out in the field and fly over and nerve gas them just to see what it'd do to our own troops, if you can't stand up against these people, do you know how bad things are going to get? If you buy their lies and listen to their propaganda and feel good and take the easy path and make excuses to yourself, do you know the hell you're delivering this country into? This nation has been captured by high-tech, genius criminals, societies, organized crime societies that took over the Western world hundreds of years ago but couldn't manifest their full designs because the public wasn't wicked enough, the general population wasn't psychotic enough, so they made a conscious decision through the Carnegie Foundations, the Rockefeller Foundations, and others. They wrote the reports to destroy our moral fabric, to twist us so we would be tools of empire. And they've now captured this country. And they are using it as an engine, as a power system, as a battering ram. They are forging us into a tool. That's what tyranny's about. And your pension funds and your health and your safety don't matter. It's all the goal to dumb you down, to turn you into mindless idiots, to project you outwards as their military arm to take over the world. I've watched the Pentagon on C-SPAN admit it. Call it world government. Say that's what it's about. And the people serving this, the people going along with this, are doing it deep down, 90% of them, at the higher levels. Because deep down they're afraid of this. They got into it for power and control. As they got higher up in it, they found out just how evil it is, just how serious it is. And most of them, out of fear, energetically execute the building plans, the blueprints of this monstrosity that is nearing completion. It is a wrecking ball. I can see the phases of it. It's laid out like a blueprint in front of me. Once they've taken over the third world, once they've got the world ID cards in, once they've got the whole planet with cameras on it, then they're going to start releasing the plagues. Then they're going to start exterminating masses of people. Their official plan, 80%+ of us to be exterminated. And look, I know this sounds insane. It's true. Again, a lot of you have been listening for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. You know, everything I told you has come true. Folks, you don't want to be in the next phase of this in the next 20 years. You think, oh, 20 years away. I mean, before that, to get us even more clamped down and straitjacketed by the New World Order, nukes going off, bios being released. All of it, as they get us into this, and we give up more freedom, as they promise to keep us safe, and then the next thing just gets bigger. And so many people in this system make the psychological excuse to deny what I'm saying. Well, let me tell you something. You can set your watch and warrant on it. You can bank on it. You can guarantee it. This stuff is going to happen unless there is a mass revelation of understanding and resistance to it. And so facing this threat to the species, I have the instinctive drive, if I have to throw myself into the gears of it and be crushed by it, to stand in front of that tank like Tiananmen Square, so be it. There is not even a thought in my mind. I am committed. I am driven. I am possessed by the desire to defend life.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
They railed against the crown.
Bodies down on a bloody wall.
genius. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, the renegades are mine. Folks, powerful, strong men have always wanted to dominate. And if our ancestors, regardless of what color we are, didn't stand up, we wouldn't even have the freedoms we have now. Tyranny will go to the limit until it is met with force. Bullies will. We're talking about a lot more than bullies. Globalists couldn't live with themselves if they had a conscience, but it's more than that. They're not just sociopaths. They're sadists. They enjoy their work. They enjoy tearing the human spirit to pieces. They love to devour because their father is the devil. And you're either possessed by the world and by its owner, or you are possessed by God. You're filled by God's vision and what God wants. And you're either living for the devil, or you're living for God. It's simple. Now, I'm sick of hearing you get on the radio, you sick filth, and talk about how the torture's good. You ought to be made to go over there to Iraq, and you should be made. You know, when you go to hell, you're probably going to have to watch them torture those Iraqi children forever. You're going to have to sit there as it's replayed to you in hell. If there's any justice forever, as they torture those children to death, you filth! You demon-possessed trash! I've been in preacher mode lately, folks, because I've actually been working, trying to finish this film like 18, 19 hours a day. I actually have more energy. It's weird. I'm sure I'll be exhausted afterwards. I've kind of hit a second wind here. And I talked about how I'm drinking coffee. Not a lot of it, maybe one cup in the morning, one cup at night. But I was being honest about it. I guess that is a speed. I need to get off coffee. It's bad. Folks, we got to wake up. We got to fight this thing. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Barney in Maryland. Go ahead, Barney.
Yeah, Alex, two things. First, the Iraqi war was an illegal war, and it was based on lies. And on the torture issue, everybody that was involved up the chain of command should be turned over to the Iraqis for punishment. Everybody that should have known about it on the chain of command and didn't should be replaced. And on the second...
Well, look, it's admitted that the White House ordered all of this. It's admitted. I mean, it's public, but the media just keeps ignoring that. It's sick. What do you think about these people that call the Iraqis subhuman?
Well, they're just out of this world. They got problems. But on the second issue, I would like to know what department or agencies are responsible for collecting the camera and other surveillance equipment on us.
Here's how it works. The feds pay about 70% on average, and then we have to supplement locally to put, quote, the traffic cameras in the last 10 years. Then they built, in the last 6 years, emergency command centers, even like you'll have four or five rural counties, even if it's rural, they'll have a FEMA command base. The cameras nexus through there, then are fiber optic cabled or satellited into the federal government, into the NSA, into the National Traffic Safety groups, into the National Transportation organizations, and so they all have connection feeds into that, and then the cameras themselves are hooked through face scanning, license plate scanning, control grid systems, and many of them also have shotgun microphones that can listen to you from hundreds of yards away, and now from Austin, Texas to Colorado, they are putting in up to 5 mile long cables that have little robotic cameras that buzz up and down them watching people, even in rural areas.
Yep. Okay, well, buddy, you better pace yourself. Got a long fight ahead of us.
I know we do, Barney.
I've been in this for 45 years, and just got to have to take it as it comes. Ride the punches.
When did you wake up to the New World Order, Barney?
About 1960. I've been fighting it ever since. We had good leaders, we had good workers, but we didn't have the means of communication we have today, and people weren't hurting, so it took all this time to get things going.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Yeah, it sounds horrible, the stuff we're talking about, but don't worry, evil always implodes on itself. You had 10 globalists left in a room, the only people on Earth, they would all start turning on each other. That's their nature. That's what they do. They're predators. They're more than predators. They're destructive, hateful creatures. We're taking your calls, talking about torture, and just decadence, period. How we're being sold evil, wholesale, pell-mell, here in America. And being forged into a dark battering ram to take over every free nation, every sovereign nation, every rogue nation, regardless of who runs them, good, bad, the ugly. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, welcome.
Belated Happy New Year, Alex.
Yes, sir, welcome.
Just like you, I'm surrounded by fascists and fools. I've given them the name Stepbirds when you put so much information in front of people. And like you say, they still want to deny it. They know deep down, but they don't want to admit what's really going on. I wanted to pick up on something you said before. You said that you didn't have the skills. Alex, you do have the skills. You are a leader in this fight. You just don't have the opportunities that people get that are in tight with the mainstream media people.
I don't even mean that. The time, the energy to effectively, truly articulate what we're facing. I don't think people realize how truly Antichrist is the only way to describe it, this global system is. And then even the so-called Christians their churches have been compromised, and they're there fooling them, not giving them the big picture, you know, telling them the evil leaders are of God. It's sick.
That's where my definition of Stepford steps in. Speaking of that, over the Christmas holidays, there was an interview with Ann Coulter. Did you catch that? In the quote where she said, "I think it would be fun to nuke."
Yeah, I think
North
it'd be
Korea.
Fun to nuke people. I think we need to kill more civilians in Iraq.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a big New York paper. Which I actually read it on air. Which one was that?
I forget. It was one of the New York publications. Yeah, I'll find out then.
I think it was New York Daily News.
I'll call you back tomorrow. And let you...
It's posted on PrisonPlanet.com.
Just crazy.
I mean, folks, she actually said we need to kill more civilians. That's the answer. She goes, our troops just need to kill them. Just kill more civilians. Just kill them. I mean, this idiot who probably doesn't even know how to load a firearm. It's like Marie Antoinette let them eat cake. Just kill them. Just kill more of the civilians. That will teach them. Just smash them. I mean, it's so decadent.
Fun. She sounds like she's been hanging around with Albright too long.
It'd be so fun to just start nuking.
Question about the inauguration this week.
It's just the inauguration.
The oath. Now, does it or does not say, "I promise to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States"?
Yes, they violate the oath big time.
And you're right, the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security, that does nothing but eviscerate our Constitution. It reduces all civil liberties.
And actually makes it easier in the new intelligence bill they just passed, the 9/11 overhaul, actually had amnesty in it to accept all the fake ID cards of foreigners.
And they're all impeachable offenses, and once again, people look the other way, which then they get branded by me a Stepford, because if you're that brainwashed that you can't take all of this information and see what is really going on, then you're completely brainwashed.
Well, again, it's comfortable and easy to just deny it, out of sight, out of mind, but that's not how the real world works. Thanks for the call. And again, let me try to boil this down just as simply as I can. Here's an example. Democrats talk about how Bush is evil. Oh, he's for the Patriot Act. Oh, he's for the National ID card. Oh, he's for torture. Well, your prominent Democratic leaders helped write up a lot of this. They helped write up the Patriot Act. They helped push that. More Democrats are voting with Bush than Republicans. Did you know that? On all these key votes, I've read the votes on air. They're actually the ones. It's a handful of good, real conservatives, like Ron Paul and Kuhn and others, that are doing this, that are standing up. The Democrats helped write it. Bill Clinton helped set up the foundations for all this. Bill Clinton's out saying how great it is with George Bush and his daddy. And just like conservatives, I heard one this morning, a neocon on radio going, "Let me tell you, these Democrats want to drug all our kids. It's just horrible. They want to drug all our kids with Ritalin and Prozac." Is George Bush about to make it law that you have to do it? Not about to make it law. They just passed it. Forced psychological testing. They said they're going to put half the kids on drugs. I mean, that's the British Medical Journal, the AP. You can read the articles. It's the bill. I've had Ron Paul, congressman, on about it. Other congressmen on about it. Tom Tancredo on. I mean, it's real, folks. But I could have called into that show and gone, "Well, George Bush is for it." "All right, you liar. Sure he is, you commie." Again, so people are all being given a false choice. "Oh, the Democrats will protect me. Oh, the Republicans will protect me." When they're all go on vacation together and give each other awards and sit on the same boards together and go to the Bohemian Grove together and go select their male prostitute they wish to, you know, and spend the night with. And they even put it in the newspaper. "Yeah, we're getting serviced by the porn stars, the gay porn stars. So what? We're Christian." And then the preachers get up on the radio and rebuke me. "Alex Jones is an evil devil. He told lies about President Bush. Claims he goes to a place called Bohemian Grove." What? I mean, it's admitted. I mean, it's just... Or you, well, what about Skull and Bones? "Well, that was when he was a young man and just no big deal." Oh, yeah, the order of death where you ask Satan to enter your body, Lucifer to enter your body. They believe Lucifer's God. I mean, this is admitted. I mean, you wonder why stuff's getting so crazy? All right, let's go to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Just a quick comment. Tonight on Paula Zahn on CNN, they're going to have a segment called Citizen Spy. I kid you not.
And, of course, they'll say, is it good? Maybe it is good. Maybe it's not. Just kind of soft soap it and sell it to us.
Yeah, well, the promo they ran featured a stay-at-home mom who has her computer hooked up, I guess, to the Internet, and they showed a screenshot of the video monitor, you know, and it was segmented with different video feeds. And she basically stays at home and buys. That's what
now,
it's all
about. Let me stop you. Did you not hear me over a year ago scream and yell about this?
Absolutely.
Now, I knew about the federal program and the plan, but then it was in the New York Times. And by law, when we're all drafted upwards to age 49, or when they blow the economy out, then you'll get a supplemental check. You're going to get a government check on a national ID card, but you'll have to, quote, work upwards of 20 hours a week sitting at a computer watching video feeds, but never from your city. It's always another city, and you watch the feed now as a Big Brother spy, and the government says, in case you're not watching, they are going to insert false feeds, computer-generated, showing a terrorist go up to the power plant fence, showing someone spanking their child. This is actually in the news, because that's terrorism. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, folks. Listen to me carefully. They're going to superimpose video in test to make sure you're always watching. So this does about 10 different things, but here's a few of them. Number one, it creates the psychological perception of those watching that they've done big Pavlovian tests on this at major psychology departments. We've even found documents on it. This creates the perception, like all the fake terror drills, that terrorism is a real widespread threat because you're watching the simulated terrorism. It also makes it fun like a game so that you don't get bored of it. But it also then... there's so many points here. But it just does so many things, and it also conditions us to accept the government inserting fake things in real things for our own good, getting us ready for more and more fake newscasts and all this generated. So understand, imagine, you're going to have to sit there and watch a screen, and then it's going to be tied into a live police feed. They gave the example of you're in Baltimore, and you'll be watching somebody in Chicago, or you're in Houston, you'll be watching somebody in San Diego. That way you don't see one of your own family members, something bad happening to them or something, and then not go along with it. And then you're there reporting all crime and everything. And so you're telling me, I got to take this, but I'm going to be on TV tonight. What time is Paul Azan on?
It's on at 7 o'clock Central.
Okay, I'll probably tape it myself, but if I don't, will somebody tape this SP and mail it to me? So tell me in detail, just from a little blurb for the ad, what did they say this... Describe it for us.
Well, it was just a brief promo during the course of the program itself. It was probably 15 seconds or so in duration. But basically, it's called Citizen Spy. They're going to talk about it tonight during the program. And they're going to feature a stay-at-home mom who has a computer. And they showed her computer monitor. And it was segmented, you know, with different video feeds from different locations. And it really didn't go into any detail. But apparently, I guess they're going to cover that in detail.
This will be the spin. Is it good? Well, after 9/11, maybe so.
Well, one of the things that they talked about rather extensively on last night's program was the lack of, you know, security at the with the railways across the country, and they had Joseph Biden, and he was.
And now we've got to have the TSA type searchers there on the bridges, on the highways. Yeah, I saw Rich 2.5 years ago say everywhere was going to be like the airport. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And they were talking about maybe, you know, needing to put cameras in and that kind of
thing. They're going to search you when you go in the shopping mall.
Right, exactly. But anyway, they're going to give this quite a bit of, you know, coverage during the course of the 1 hour program tonight.
Well, they haven't hired former Stasi chiefs and KGB chiefs, this is admitted, they haven't hired these people to bring them in to consult for nothing. Like, I've seen old, it was the weirdest thing, they have a university channel here in Austin, channel 18 or 22, I forget, they have a couple channels. They were airing old, but with dubbed in English, old East German TV shows, and it was all propaganda about, she's a caring mother, that's why she spies on her neighbor. Well, you know, you may not think that it's aiding the evil Westerners and engaging in terrorism to hoard food coupons, but it is. Overall, it weakens the state and hurts her children. That's why she reports them. And, oh, look at the great bounty of it. And so this is basically what our news is now.
And, well, you know, Alex, and that's the exact verbiage they used for the, you know, during the promo that they ran during the program last night. Was,
oh, she's supporting her children. And, yeah.
Yeah, well, citizen spy is what they called it. But I just had one last thing. What is the latest on ArnoldExposed.com? What is what's the latest with that?
Well, I'll tell you, I've bit off more than I can chew. We're going to run the ads. I've made some stuff. We've extended out the contest. We've only got a few entries. Millions of visitors, only a few entries. $2,000 prize for the best ad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm busy trying to finish this film in the next few weeks, Martial Law, and it's going to happen, and we update the site, and we're going to do it.
Great. All right. Well, thank you much, Alex.
All right. I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. Yeah, it's just, it's so sick, folks. Torture's good. We're going to spy on you, blah, blah, blah. Marijuana aids terrorists. You know, we're going to arrest you as a terrorist. It's just, we're going to put your kids on drugs that actually Swiss cheese their brains. But don't smoke what George Washington did. Again, I don't like marijuana. I don't think it's good, but it's good for a few medical things. The point is, don't SWAT team people's houses looking for marijuana while you're pushing 15% of the kids already on the drugs that are 100 times worse. More than that, and now 50% to be on it. I mean, it's just craziness. Think, man. Think, woman. Think. Let's just go ahead and take a call here. Matt in Tennessee. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a new listener. Recently awoke out of the Matrix about a year and a half ago. I was a gospel singer and itinerating preacher for 25 years and moved to Nashville about 5 years ago and got into the media. And, end of things. And I just wanted to ask if you could put on the front of your web page maybe a link to a page dedicated to giving us specifics, information on how to hold a town meeting, your resolution to fight the Patriot Act, specifics on your rules about copying and distributing videos, specifics on action that we can take.
Well, basically, everybody just needs to start informing others and daily focusing and thinking about just how serious all this is. And people, I mean, it's not hard to set up town hall meetings. People should be able to figure that out. I came up with the idea to throw Patriot Acts out at the city and state and county level and put it out. And people picked it up and expanded on it and ran with it. And last time I checked, there's over 400 cities and 4 states have done it. And I mean, I can't think of it all. I mean, I tell you what. I mean, you got any ideas? I mean, I'd love to build a page about activism and what and solutions. It's just I can only do so much.
I hear you. I couldn't find your resolution. Maybe your webmaster could put a link or something a little clear on that resolution because I'll just print it off.
Well, just type in "Restoring the Constitution Resolution Alex Jones" into a search engine.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
Well, I'm a preacher, and I've been kicked out of many churches for preaching the truth. And I think that the problem with the Christians is they're looking to hirelings and false shepherds. The handlers are running the denominations behind the scenes. They're just hierarchies. That's not what Jesus and the apostles taught. They taught servant leadership. The apostles and the ministers had their own businesses. They were independent. It wasn't this big money-making, multi-level ministry scheme we have now. The people have got to start thinking for themselves. Going to the crosswalk.com, looking up the scriptures in the Greek, like Romans 13, seeing what it really says, and start fighting for our country, because the prophets didn't say the New World Order had to take over America. They said the world, and the world was the system, and the world was referring to Europe, China, Asia, and the cradle of civilization. They didn't even know about America then. So God's given us this country as a place of refuge. We need to fight for it. We need to believe
in
the scriptures.
Why do you think the New World Order is concentrating most of its firepower here?
Oh, yeah, we're the last ones that still have guns, and God is blessing us. But we've got to repent of this abortion and all our sins. If we'll repent of our sins, he'll heal our land. But he's calling the Christians to repent.
No, you're absolutely right. No, I mean, Christ spoke out against the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I mean, up there parading around, telling the Jews how good Rome was, go along with Rome. You know, going after the zealots. Sick. All right, thanks for the call. Let's talk to who's up next here? Cheryl in Ohio, go ahead.
Hi, sir. I was wondering if you had heard anything on your local news in regarding some classified documents that now have become unclassified in regard to back during Vietnam, Gulf War One, Gulf War Two, that they had chemicals that they could use on our men and women in war, that they would be able to spray, that our men and women would be able to chase one another of the same sex.
Yeah, that's come out. I mean, they've been developing this for a while. It's a super aphrodisiac meant to be sprayed on troops for the same sex, and that broke into the news again about a week ago.
Yes.
Yeah, and I posted it on Infowars.com.
It is on your site.
Yeah, it's somewhere last week in there.
Okay, because, you know, if that's not a form of torture in of itself, then I don't know what is.
Well, notice so much of this torture is sexual, see?
Yes.
The globalists are a bunch of perverts.
Yes. And so, basically, who knows what they're... Could they be spraying that in the chemtrails?
They're doing all kinds of stuff, my dear. Good points. Thanks for the call. We'll be back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, third hour coming up. Tons of news. Your calls continuing at 800-259-9231. Before I go back into the news here, a little bit of news at the end of this hour, I just really call on all of you, every man and woman, black, white, old, young, to join me in the fight against the New World Order, to inform yourself about the true nature of the globalist, and yes, to get my films and to make copies of them. I authorize you, I beg you, I beseech you, on my knees, please take action. Get the films, jam them in the VCR, jam them in the DVD burner, and begin making copies. Give them to opinion makers. Give them to people. Educate others. I've made 11 powerful videos that are very informative and all documented. If you want to know what's really going on in the world, you want to have facts, you want to have a tool that has been very effective at waking others up, the videos will do it. For those that will watch the videos with an open mind, we're getting a 90% conversion rate. That is, they're waking up and agreeing with the information. And the next step is getting more informed for them and then taking action. The globalists have got to get us to at least be buffaloed by them or be confused by them so they can carry out their agenda. We have to shine a light on that. My videos are all over 2 hours long, except for the newest one, American Dictators, a little under 2 hours long, 5 minutes under 2 hours on the DVD and about 95 minutes on the VHS. American Dictators exposes the false left-right paradigm of the election and shows the frauds and gets into Skull and Bones and Bush and Kerry being cousins and, well, all the other so-called things that are they do that aren't very Christian or conservative. You need to have this video. And if you buy one copy for $19.95, each additional copy is $5.95. I'm still offering this slash rate special, same with Road Journey, $24.95 on DVD. Almost 3 hours, 170 minutes, just 10 minutes short of 3 hours. Each additional copy, $5.95. So why not buy 5, 10, 20 copies? Give them as gifts or sell them for $20 at your bookstore or at your restaurant. I don't care. Just get it out to people. Please. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can, again, simply go to Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's all I'm going to say on the subject. I hope you take action. Another big solution is any talk show host locally telling the truth about the New World Order. Promote them. Tell people about them. My broadcast. Tell people about it, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. Spread the word. Expose Bush for not being a conservative. And get in people's faces that are promoting torture. These are sick, sick people on their way to becoming just bankrupt minds. U.S. officers want more troops in Iraq. UPI, despite the Pentagon's assessment, there are sufficient U.S. troops in Iraq. Officers there routinely request more. The Washington Times reported Monday. Well, just... if they just say you don't need more, it's so. Learn to double think. A retired general who asked not to be named because he does business with the Pentagon told the newspaper the open, often requested figure is 6 to 8 more brigades or even more than 50,000 more troops. They are not bemoaning, not griping. It's just the way they feel they need, the source said. General John Abazid, the U.S. commander in the region, was not requested a sizable increase in strength. The Bush administration has settled on U.S. forces of 150,000 troops in Iraq for the January 30th elections, an increase of 12,000. There are no elections. No one's running against the installed candidates. That's admitted. But they keep calling it an election. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour.